Caleb's face went expressionless at Stainer's sober words, and Charlian felt her own do the same. As Caleb, she was only too well aware of the fate the Book of Schuler prescribed for anyone judged guilty of the crimes upon which the Inquisition had arraigned Eric Dinis. "Confirmed how?" Caleb asked after only the briefest of pauses.
"Confirmed by this lady," Stainer replied,
gesturing courteously to the woman beside him.
"She witnessed his execution, and I believe you should hear what she has to say about it."
The pleasant supper Charlian had consumed seemed to congeal abruptly in her stomach. The last thing she wanted to hear over a supper table, especially this supper table, on this of all nights, were the savage details of Dinis's grisly death. From Caleb's expression, he felt much the same way. But, like Charlian herself, there were responsibilities he could not evade, and she felt a perverse satisfaction when he didn't even ask if she wanted to excuse herself from hearing those details with him. "If Archbishop Michael feels we should hear you, my lady," the king said courteously to the other woman, "then I'm more than prepared to trust his judgment."
"Thank you, Your Majesty," Stainer said, then cleared his throat. "Your Majesties, permit me to introduce Madame Adurai Dinis."
Caleb straightened abruptly in his chair, and Charlian stiffened.
"Madame Dinis!"
Caleb stood, stepping quickly around the supper table and extending his hand.
"How in God's name did you manage to get here safely?"
"I suspect he did have more than a little to do with it, Your Majesty." Madame Dinis's voice was deeper than Charlian's own soprano, and echoes of loss and grief grated in its depths like broken bits of ancient boulders. But she managed to smile.
"Please," Caleb said, taking her hand in his and urging her towards the table. "Sit down."
"That isn't necessary, Your—"
"I think it is necessary," he interrupted her, "and I feel certain Queen Charlian would agree."
"Most definitely," Charlian said, standing herself and pulling back a chair with her own hands.
"Thank you,"
Madame Dinis said softly, with a small, sad smile of gratitude for both of them as she sat in the proffered chair.
"I can scarcely even begin to imagine what this must have been like for you, Madame," Caleb said, pouring a glass of wine and handing it to her.
"Indeed, given the charges the Inquisition leveled against your husband, we'd all feared you and your children must have been taken into custody as well." His mouth tightened.
"Given Clinton's personality, I felt sure he'd assume you must have been contaminated by mere proximity. And as for your sons—"
He let his voice trail off, and she gave a small, almost convulsive nod.
"I don't know what would have happened to me, Your Majesty, but I think you're right about the boys. I know he called them that eternally damned and damnable heretic's poisonous get, at any rate."
Her mouth was a hard, bitter line.
"It's possible his colleagues might have attempted to intervene, I suppose, however unlikely it seems. But we definitely would have been arrested if certain friends of mine in Zion hadn't gotten warning to me in time."
She sipped from the wine glass.
"They not only warned me, Your Majesty, but they gave all three of us refuge until they could smuggle us out of Port Harbor."
"To here."
"Where else might we have gone, Your Majesty?"
There was an undeniable edge of angry despair in Madame Dinis's voice, Charlian realized. And who should blame her?
"A valid question, my lady," Caleb acknowledged, but he met her eyes levelly. "It was never our intent for innocence to suffer, but we can't, won't, pretend we didn't know it would happen. On the other hand, my father and I, and Archbishop Michael, had no real choice, I fear, given the fate the group of four had planned for all of our subjects."
"I know that, Your Majesty, and I understand both what drove your hand and what it is you hope to accomplish. Or at least I believe I do, especially after meeting and speaking with Archbishop Michael."
She used Stainer's title without hesitation or reservation, Charlian noticed.
Indeed, that understanding is one reason I came here, instead of attempting to go into permanent hiding in the temple lands. But, to be completely honest, another reason was that I believe your kingdom owes my son's refuge from the many in Zion and the temple who would kill them simply because of who their father was.
My lady, we owe that refuge not simply to your sons, and not even simply to yourself, but to anyone who finds himself or herself in danger from the corrupt men who control the Council of Vicars. In time, I hope and believe, Corris will become an openly sought refuge for all of God's children who recognize the corruption of men like the Group of Four.
Thank you, she repeated.
You're most welcome, in every sense of the word, Caleb told her simply. Then he seemed to steel himself. But now, my lady, he continued gently, may we hear what you've come so far to tell us?